Jeez, that thing snaps me every time. Good morning. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And yes, he has. What a wonderful day we get to come and celebrate Christ's resurrection. What an amazing day. It's just a beautiful day to come and worship the Lord. We're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, because of Easter Sunday, there's no youth group tonight. So if you know of anybody that was planning on coming, let them know that, because they can stay home and celebrate with family and spend some time together doing that. Also, graduation Sunday is on May 4th. We're going to have a carry-in dinner that day. And if you have any information on college graduates, get that to April by April 30th. Also, the short-term missions funding, those applications are out in the foyer, and those are due no later than May 4th as well. And then VBS for our Wonder Junction is May 28th through the 30th. If you guys see in the bulletin, there is the QR code. If you want to pull your phones out and you can scan that, just go to camera, scan it, tap on the link. You'll pop up right up to the registration. Super easy, super simple. Register your child. We'll get that done. And so that way we can kind of get some numbers going to do that. So if you could do that today, that would be awesome. If you can't, get it done as soon as you can so we know. And if you want to help with that, there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer. We got a couple positions that are kind of big that need to be filled, and that would be awesome if you guys could help out with that and get your names down in there. Also, get your shirt sizes down so that way I can order shirts. I'm going to order them by the end of the month, so if you don't get your name down and your shirt size down, you might not get a shirt, but I'll try to order some extras. But I'd like you to get them down there so you know for sure you'll get a shirt. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time."
Again, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful to come together and worship together on this Easter morning. I ask you to take your hymn books or look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 216, Christ Arose. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 216.
Tore the bars away,
my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foe he arose. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, he arose, he arose. Alleluia, Christ arose.
And if you greet one another, let them know you're glad to see them today. Again, we extend our greetings to you, and we're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us, or those who are worshiping with us online, as we come on this Resurrection Sunday and celebrate that we do serve a living Savior. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple wanted to make sure we emphasize, continue to pray for Sherry Van Zee and her family with the passing of her sister Vicky, and her services will be this coming week with the prayer service on Monday and the memorial service on Tuesday. And so we'll pray for Dean and Sherry and Vicky's family. Also for Rich and Christy Strasberg. Rich has been in Sioux Falls this week, and it did come out that he did have a stroke, a different one than he had before, but it has affected his speech and his mobility. He has been with an NG tube this week. They were supposed to get that switched over, and then Monday, Lord willing, he'll be transferred to a rehab hospital and start the long process all over again, as what he's gone through before of occupational and physical therapy. So we'll be praying for Rich and Christy. There was a note that went out that during the days he'll be doing extensive PT and OT, and so probably if you so desire to see them, the daughter Bailey's a phone number would be the contact person, just to see if he'd be up for a visit, because it is going to be pretty strenuous the next couple of weeks for him. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike. H-E-I. So Lindsay Hyen, friends of Mike and Roseanne, a friend's fiance, had a mini stroke and having difficulty recovering from that, mobility, some other issues. So we'll be praying for Lindsay. Yeah. Yes, June. Her name is?
Her
Ivory. Okay, we will be. So we will be praying for Ron and June's great-great niece, Ivory. She's in Omaha. She was born with a hole in her heart, and they're looking at the procedures going forward. But we'll be praying for her parents as well, Kyle and Lexi. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got the same row. Linda. And his name is
Elias.
So we'll be praying for Elias. The first procedure to try to close the hole in his heart did not work. So we will, and I know that that is a huge weight upon everyone, but we will be praying for, as they proceed forward, for Elias. Rocky, you had one. Or someone did, close. Okay, Aaron. Okay. So Aaron's surgery has been scheduled for the 20th of May. And that is to repair your ACL. So we'll be praying for you, the surgeon, and your family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we focus upon today, we are reminded again and again that the events of 2,000 years ago, the women coming to the tomb and finding it empty, that there is no barrier that cannot be overcome by our Savior, that the sacrifice he made on our behalf as the Lamb of God, he indeed took away the sins of the world, and by being raised from the dead, he now is seated at your right hand, demonstrating that his mission for why he came was accomplished. But he also stands before you, interceding on our behalf. We thank you that death has no more claim over him, and that there is victory over the grave. And the greatest fear that we have of what is life after this life has been taken care of, that there is the hope that Jesus Christ, as the first fruits, shows us the way. And as he told his disciples, he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one can come to the Father but through him. And so this morning we acknowledge that only way. We thank you that because of Jesus Christ, we can come, be brought into your family. And as our Father, we lay these requests before you. Father, we're grateful for how you work, and we lay these burdens, and I pray that you would give those that have raised them to us a peace of mind and heart. We lift up Sherry and Dean and family, and especially for Vicky's family with her passing. We ask that you would be with them through this time, an ever-present help and grace when they need it through this time of grief. Father, we also lift up Rich and Christy to you, and especially for Rich and the path laid before them. We ask that you, as the great physician, would heal, that whether you use the therapy coming or your divine intervention, we just ask you to be giving them peace of mind and heart, and that you would assist through this time. We do thank you, and it's a reminder of the medical professionals around us that you've given wisdom to, and we can call on in our times of distress, knowing that their understanding of the human body truly does come from you. Father, we lift up Mike and Roseanne's friend's fiance, Lindsay, that you would also heal as she suffers from the mini stroke and the road of recovery, that you would help her to see your presence each day. We lift up Ivory to you and the procedures they're looking at, that you would heal this hole in her heart. We pray for her parents, Kyle and Lexi, as they are by her side. And that also reminds us of little Elias, and we ask that you would be also touching his little body, be with his parents, extended family, as they lay their request before you. Thank you that we know you hear. Sometimes we don't always understand the answer, and as they were anticipating the first procedure to be able to accomplish what they were looking for, it wasn't the case, and you know. So today, provide them the grace they need. As Leviticus tells us, or as Lamentations tells us, that your mercies are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Father, we also lift up Aaron as he goes and has scheduled surgery on the 20th of May. We just ask that you would, as he goes through the physical therapy, strengthen his leg and the muscles around, give wisdom to the doctors, and we just pray for grace and mercy for Kelly and the family as Dad goes through this time, as they go through this with him. Father, we're grateful that all these requests are in your hands. We are thankful for the ministries you've entrusted to us. We pray for VBS as not only for volunteers, but also the students that will be attending. Thank you for the opportunity of ministering to them. We lift up our missionaries around the world. We pray for Skip and Betty this month. Continue to pray for Skip as through his day-to-day life, that you would be an ever-present there, but also for Betty with her diabetes, that you would help her to take care of herself so that she can be a help for Skip. We thank you for their faithfulness, and as we were reminded last week of Betty's still focus is on seeing that church grow that they have been a part of and planted, and as they prepare for VBS, we just ask that you would bring the workers that they need as well. For our day today, you're in our midst. We thank you for the blessings you've given us and the opportunities we have to give back to you. Pray that you would bless the giver as well as the gifts we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
is a beautiful sunshiny day. We get to praise God for it. Let's stand and sing some praises. Song is a new one to the praise band, I guess, or church. Or it's not a new song by any means, but it's, we can call it new to us. You might know it.
be seated for this last song. As the title states, "O praise the name," and then it has another word, Anastasius, which is the Greek word for rising, and it is mostly applied to Jesus Christ on his resurrection. But it's also the reminder that one day, the hope that we have in Christ is that we will rise also with him. And as we go through the sections of the song, it is going through and walking through both the events of Good Friday, but also the events of a Resurrection Sunday morning. And so we ask you to join with us as we sing, "O Praise the Name."
Oh, great.
Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, and we thank you for this day to celebrate his resurrection. And we thank you that we know that because he is alive, that we will sing praises for endless days, that we have the hope of eternal life in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 28, and if you would open your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, we're going to be primarily there, and then we're going to be a little bit, a couple other spots, but we're going to start in Matthew chapter 28. This morning we are, of course, celebrating not only the most significant day in Christian history, but the most significant day in all of history. When you consider all the things that have taken place throughout